CBS News, day 18 of the crisis at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. More anti-American demonstrations are underway in Iran, this time part of the celebration of the Islamic New Year. Good morning, I'm Rob Armstrong, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. 49 Americans remain the captives of Islamic militants at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. Yesterday, Ayatollah Khomeini, the religious strongman who runs things in Iran, said the Americans would be put on trial as spies unless the ailing Shah is returned. President Carter flew back to the White House from Camp David to deal with the crisis. Following meetings, a statement was issued saying the U.S. is pursuing all peaceful avenues towards securing the release of the hostages. But for the first time, Mr. Carter's statement did not rule out the possibility of military action, and the statement cited the United Nations Charter. We asked CBS News correspondent Richard C. Hotlett, who covers the U.N., about the provisions of the U.N. Charter for such action.
The use of military force would be the absolute bitter end, and it would be the end of a fairly long road. The U.N. Charter envisages a number of successive pressures which can be brought to bear to ward off a threat to international peace and security. These start with political sanctions, that is to say, expressions of disapproval. They envisage the breaking of diplomatic relations. But the point of departure is that a situation be recognized formally by the Security Council as a threat to international peace and security, which would justify the use of Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. A system of sanctions which has been used only a few times in the past against Rhodesia and against South Africa.
Correspondent Richard C. Hotlett at the United Nations. The Pentagon says the U.S. is beefing up its naval presence in the Indian Ocean near Iran. The aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk was summoned from the Philippines to join the other naval ships in the area. More on the Iranian crisis when CBS News continues.
Come on in, Pat. Door's unlocked.
Hi, Ruth. What you doing?
Looking at these pictures I took at the party.
Well, let me see.
You know, you didn't smile in any of them.
No, why?
Uh-uh.
My teeth. I have awful yellow cigarette stains, and I've tried one thing after another.
Well, why don't you try Topol, the smoker's tooth polish?
Topol?
Yeah, Topol. It's made to help unstain teeth.
Sounds like what I need, but I use a fluoride toothpaste.
Well, you can get Topol with fluoride or without.
Really? I think I'll get some before my big trip.
Oh, that's right. You're going away.
Topol, the smoker's tooth polish, helps remove all kinds of superficial stains, everything from cigarette to food stains. Topol's foaming action and polishing agent start to work immediately to clean your teeth and to remove those unsightly yellow stains. Helps leave your teeth white as they can be in just 8 weeks.
Pat, you're back. How was the trip?
Fabulous. And I have a bunch of pictures with me smiling, thanks to Topol.
Oh, you used it?
Sure did. Look, my teeth are as bright as yours now.
Get the smoker's tooth polish. Topol. T-O-P-O-L. Now with or without fluoride. Use only as directed.
The idea of trying the American hostages in Tehran has been condemned as against international law in many quarters. Still, the possibility of such trials prompts questions. CBS News law correspondent Fred Graham talked to Professor Majid Kaduri of Johns Hopkins University, an expert in Islamic law. Kaduri says any trials would likely follow the pattern set over the 10 months of Ayatollah Khomeini's rule in Iran. He was then asked about possible penalties.
It varies, and it's very hard to say what they are going to discover, if they discover anything, and what would be the charge if it is spying in the extreme case. Spying, the punishment for spying could be execution. I doubt very much that there is such evidence.
In Islam's holy city of Mecca, militant gunmen yesterday stormed the Grand Mosque, the most holy place in the Islamic world. Information on the incident is sketchy, but reports say the government of Saudi Arabia, where Mecca is located, is trying to evict what it calls the religious deviants. The gunmen are said to be members of the Shiite sect, the Muslim faction headed by Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini. The Sunni sect is the majority faith in Saudi Arabia, and for years there has been a conflict between the two branches of Islam. Now this.
Here's how to improve on the traditional 12 days of Christmas. Now you can give the 12 months of Christmas with a gift subscription to Smithsonian Magazine. 12 monthly gift packages of entertainment and pleasure, of ideas and achievements, information and knowledge. Smithsonian ranges the world, delving into science, history, the arts, culture, just about every aspect of the human adventure. Smithsonian is uniquely rewarding, rich in facts and sources, sumptuous in stunning color illustrations. Each article brings out all of the excitement of the subject for lively, literate reading. A gift subscription to Smithsonian is only $12 for the year and includes enrollment as an associate member of the Smithsonian Institution. To order, simply call this toll-free number in the continental U.S. now, 800-648-5000. The number again is 800-648-5000, except in Nevada. A gift card will be sent in your name and in time for Christmas. You'll be billed later, but you must order soon, today, now, Smithsonian, for 12 months of Christmas.
Houston re-elected Mayor Jim McCaughan to a second term in yesterday's runoff election, and a snowstorm in the Rockies has left much of Colorado and Wyoming paralyzed. The Cheyenne Airport was closed for a time, and Denver is buried under more than a foot of snow. Some people say it's the worst fall snowstorm in a century. Rob Armstrong, CBS News.
Now from CBS News, this Net Alert special report.
I'm Rob Armstrong, CBS News, New York. A report from New Delhi, India, saying youths described as Iranian students forced their way into the U.S. Embassy compound in Islamabad, Pakistan. There are reports that shooting broke out, and diplomatic reports received in New Delhi say that there are possibly some casualties. Repeating, youths described as Iranian students forced their way into the U.S. Embassy compound in Islamabad, Pakistan. That, a report from diplomatic sources in New Delhi, India. No other details available at this time. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, New York.